characters are more engaging. I mean, literally, the blonde chick, whatever her name is, I don't even fucking know. She's a cardboard cutout. She's not a character. She just sits there and goes, ada, ada, every once in a while. She's boring as hell, adds no value to the show, and it's just fucking blasé. Somebody posted Flying Witch. Flying Witch is way better than Arya, at least by season two. Again, like, season one was good, but then it just kept going, and it just kept going, and it just kept going, and I was like, okay, okay. Like, yeah, we get it. Alright, do something else. But it doesn't. It doesn't ever do anything else. It's Akari being like, wow, I sure love Neo Venezia. Yeah, okay, we know. You and everyone else.
Akari is supposed to be there as an insertion point.
I get it, but she's boring. She's boring. They're all boring. The only one who's not boring, the only one who's not boring is the one with green hair. She's great. The Kohai character. Oh no, and the Tom girl chick is cute. I like her too. The tomboy rather. They're both cute. But everyone else is boring. Let's see.
I think you're looking at it too much from like the perspective. This is a show and I'm supposed to be entertained by it.
That's bullshit, it's because other Iyashike are entertaining. Hidemari Sketch is entertaining. Flying Witch is entertaining. Gochius is entertaining. Yuri Yuri is entertaining.
I'm not saying it doesn't have to be. I'm saying that that wasn't the goal. In general, it touches on, even from the first episode, a lot of philosophical concepts that were kind of absent from shows at that time. And if you carry along like with each episode, if you're sitting in the kind of mental state of, oh yeah, I'm here, I'm a fucking vegetable, I'm here to appreciate things as just an observer or whatever else, looking at a nice future, because it's a utopian slice of life. You can't attach yourself to it because it's utopian, right? It's beyond our call here. You're supposed to look at it as, wow, these simple things in life are great. I wonder how these simple things have affected me personally and how I can relate to them. Because I can't directly relate to the function of the show or the cast because they live in a fantastical world where everything's perfect or semi-perfect. So it's less about the show and more about your relation to it.
That's fine. I just don't think that can carry a show for 50 episodes. Like I said, I really enjoyed season one, but then halfway through season two, I was forcing myself to continue. Like, the ground has been tread now by the show. Like, you know, 25 episodes in, it's like, okay, we've dealt with this, we've got there, do something different, and it never does.
I never actually watched the second season, I just sat on the first one.
Okay, that might be why. If you go through season two, like, you know, eventually, it just drags on so long that you might start to find yourself being kind of bored. Like I said, I love season one. Season one was great. I think it was 12 episodes or 13. I enjoyed all the episodes. I liked all the characters. But then season two rolled around and I was hoping that the characters would develop in some way or like something would progress. And that doesn't happen. Nothing happens.
I wasn't even aware there was a second season, actually.
There's like four. There's, wow, Arya the Animation.
I'm getting destroyed now.
Yeah, there's like four of them. Arya the Original. I don't even know. There's a lot.
It does go on for too long if what you say is true.
Yes, I think that as a 12 episode show, it's perfect. It's a fantastic 12 episode one season Iyashike show. I think as like a four season saga where nothing happens, it drones on too long for its own good.
So would you say, rather than the